a misprint. Kof Tes Teves, Tuesday the 24th of January, Rabbi Nosson Burstein. Makas Choshech, what is reality?
Good morning to everyone. As I always say, it's good to be back. I haven't been here for some time, but it's all right. Right. So, I want to today look a bit specifically at Makas Choshech, but as a bit of an overview, introduction. Mechlal, the Makas, is Yedua, and Rishonim, and Mefarshim, the Malbim especially, to try to find the theme of the Makas. The general theme, of course, the Makas was lessons in Emunah. To teach Paroi, to teach the Mitzrayim, to a certain extent. Emunah. The Malbim is a Dua, a Peter Barbanel, and Ramban Shtit Sechit. But the Malbim brings it out, Kedarki, in a very, you know, crystal clear. In the Siman, Rav Yehuda makes the Tzach, Adash, Bachav. You see that it's broken up into the three groups. So the Malbim says were three lessons, main sub things of the Makas. As you say, by Makas Dam, in the beginning it says, Boshem tells Moshe tell Paroi, Bezois Teida Ken Yashem. With this Makkah will begin a synchronous that you'll understand that I am Hashem. And Paroi says, Ni Hashem Asheshme Bekoiloi, Zetu Boinish Loilam. Okay? Here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Bezois Teida Ken Yashem. For the first episode is Matthias Hashem. Malma says, you see, every Makkah, there were two warnings, and then there was another warning, because that's it. For Matthias Hashem, there was two Edim, two warnings, and then, boom, the third one. The second we find, beginning of the third, the second cycle, by Marcus Oroiv, state Mer, L'man Teida, Ki Ani Hashem, Bekerev Oretz. Not standard Zohar, Boi Nishleilom, but I am Hashem, Bekerev Oretz. Within the land, which means Hashgacha Pratis. And again, two witnesses go, one is early in the morning, second just come go to fire, and the third one, no, pre-warning, bam, Makas the Shlishis. The third one, Shtet Nochme, Borod, would start the third cycle, Shtetach Bavoteida, Kiba Pamazos, and Shas Komagi Foisai, all Mamish. Bavoteida ke'en komoini b'chol oretz. That's the Makas Borod, the first one of the third cycle, which is Yichud Hashem. Ke'en komoini. Ein oy muvav. The Rebbeinu Shleilot, Kol Yochel. Not only there is a Rebbeinu Shleilot, not only the Rebbeinu Shleilot knows what's going on in the land, Napshat Ozer Hashem is Oretz, Rebbeinu Shleilot created, but then lets it go as they wish. No, he's in, he's within the land. Elo ein komoini. Yichud Hashem. There's only one. Shema Yisrael Kem Shem Echot. Now, Makas Bechoiris is a bit, where is it? It's connected to the third cycle. But if we misboyin about Makas Bechoiris is a separate unity. It's on its own. If you look in the beginning, right in the beginning, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi, after a whole dialogue with Rabbeinu Shem, and he's convinced he's going, that's what I'm proclaiming for Paroi, Bni, my son, my Bechor, my firstborn Yisrael. Send him out and let him serve me. I'll kill your firstborn. So what's Rashi Ben Choin? Why is he jumping the gun? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu going all the way to the last Makkah, Makas Bechoiris? Look, Rashi, Pichutoi, that the pshat is that Bosom El Bosodom is worried, he doesn't reveal all his arsenal, all his ammunition, all his tactics, he's very careful, because he doesn't want the enemy to know what's going on. So he hides, he has his top secret information, his Annenbaum, no one knows about where it is, but the Benjamin couldn't care less. What, you want to know where I am? Here, I'm giving you my atom bomb, my hydrogen bomb. Makas Bechoiris. You should know if you don't listen, at the end of what's going to happen to you is Makas Bechoiris. I'm not worried. Try. From now you can start trying to to save yourself from Makas Duchoyes. There's a Rashi. I'm ever in the Psukim, just a Pshutim, if you Pshutim Shemikah Mamash, but the Pasuk speaks for itself. Shteito Koya Ma'ashem B'ni B'choy Yisroel, Kali says, my Ben B'choy, and therefore, I'm going to kill your B'choy. We see it clearly in Pasuk, Mida Kenegit Mida. That's why. He's coming to Pai and saying, Pari, I'm punishing you for something. What is it? B'ni B'choy Yisroel, I'm going to kill your B'choy. And this makes a big nafkemina. There's something very interesting in all the Makis. Finding all the Makis, the Baruch Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael were not affected. We're not affected. The Mitzvah got Deve, Ulchol Bnei Yisrael, Le'meisechot. A few times it's stressed that Klal Yisrael were not affected by the Makis. Now, we don't find that Klal Yisrael had to do something, some ishtadlis, on their part, to be saved from the Makkah. It was Haftocha. Moshe says, I'm putting on the mitzvah, you either won't have it. Again and again. That's how we see it over and over again. Mitamol, you come to Makkah's Bechoyres, ooh, it changes. It's a big problem. But the Bani Shalom, Ishi Al Yetzim Pesach Beisayat Boiker, Kiloy Yavitan Amachlo Vebetechem, you need Dam Pesach, you need Dam Milo, you need mitzvahs, you need things. There's a problem. There's a mashchis, and Chas V'Shalom could affect Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael, listen to my instructions, you won't be affected. What's happened to Makkah's Bechoyres? There was such a danger. Why all of a sudden? Why here also couldn't be just automatically? The mitzvah get killed. Klal Yisrael is not a mitzvah. Why was there a sakona? So, Kibbutz Nit, Shus, the mashchis, and the Mavdil. But the Bechoyres called Yochel. What was nicked in them? What does this mean? What I hear from this is a Mordi Gezach. Like we said, there were three cycles here. There was a cycle Pari, of Emunah had to learn. There's a Rabbi Nishalayim. Second, he had to learn the Ashgocha Protis. And the last he had to learn is Yichud Hashem. Ein Oy Mulvadoi. Shema Yisrael Hashem Shem Echot. Where does Makkah's Bechoyres fit in there? Makkah's Bechoyres is a different thing. Makkah's Bechoyres is a specific punishment. It's not a lesson. It's a specific punishment to Paroi. For like you said, B'ni Bechoy Yisrael, we're going to kill you B'chor. So the lessons in Emunah, Be'etzim, Klal Yisrael don't need it. Klal Yisrael, when Maminim, they Maminim, it's true, although they were affected by living in Mitzrayim under such a terrible shibut, as we see by the Kriyas Yamsu, a lot of the results, what's the teretz? Shkoyach, the mitzvah, the Torah Halvocha, they're sitting with Chvoy Vishalayim, and have everything going for them, they did have a disorder, they're responsible, but Klal Yisrael, Mitoch Shibut, Mitoch Tir Fadas, in essence, Klal Yisrael wasn't a disorder, in essence, the Yiddish Neshama wasn't cut out from a disorder, so it wasn't their fault in that sense. So they didn't need the lessons of Muna with Pari, with his stubbornness, needed to learn. So the lessons had nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. They could be bystanders. They were zeichet to be the bystanders and see it, unfold in front of the eyes, all these nis nifrois, the fireworks taking place and watching it, the display. It was beautiful. It wasn't nagia to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael haftocha, it won't affect you. Only mitzim, who had to learn it al gufam, on their back, they had to learn. But Makkah's Bechoyres with them all something else. Here is a specific punishment for Paroi. Not stand that he's a Russia, he's a dictator, he's a mean and terrible, horrible person who takes a people and makes them captives and puts them to servitude and persecutes them. Here's a specific, it's like a private vendetta of Yochel Midunah Koshbor and Paroi. You are taking my son, my Ben Yochid. You're chapping him? I'm going to kill your Ben Yochid. So here starts something else. Here is really a kitrug. Here is a problem. One second, but I says, what, I'm being now Makkah's Bechoyres for what? For your Ben Bechoyres? Where is he? Who is he? What is it? Let's see. Alola Avoyne Zorah, Alola Avoyne Zorah. There's no difference between them. Ah, here's a Sakona. So the Prophet has to bring out his true colors. The Prophet says, please, Pesach, Milo, don't go out. Listen to my instructions. Start doing Torah and Mitzvahs. Being Mikhaim, Rotzen Hashem. Oh, you'll show. That's how living Mitzvah of Makkah's Bechoyres. Okay. So this is Stam of my who's good. He said, Chosh, you've got to get moving. So here we see, there is a whole ganze marochador in the Makkah. Pari has to learn the lessons in the Muna. So the last Makkah, according to what we're saying, which is the last lesson Pari learned, was Choshech. It was the third Makkah of the third cycle, which was to tell him, Ein komoni b'chol oretz, Yichud Hashem. Nothing is besides the Bein Shalai. So what lived in the Makkah is that he's learning. There's reality, there's a world, things are taking place, there's a creator. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the sole creator of reality. And we're going to see something interesting now. When you learn Machis Choshech, when you mefarsh with Chazal, it's a moedig gezach. Choshech is the spitz of the lesson of Ein Kamoni Bechol Oretz. Because the lesson was there's a creator to reality. Choshech is going to teach him there is no reality. There is no reality. What you think is reality, the essence of reality is the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no reality besides Yichud Hashem. Not only he's the maker of reality, he created, he controls every moment, every second reality. And the whole concept of reality doesn't exist. There's only a Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the spitz of the Limud which Pari has to learn. So I'm saying that's in Parsha, a few Horus and Choshe, and then we'll see what's stated in Choshe. So first, the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Vayom Hashem al Moshe netei yodcho al ha-shumayim v'choshech al eretz Mitzrayim v'yom ha-shchoshech. So the Or HaChaim is Moire, it's the first time we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu, or even Aaron, brought on the Makkah, usually it was the Matah. V'es ha-Matah zeh tikach v'yodecho. Use the Matah. Hit the offer or it's hit this. Here, the yodcha. The mat is not mentioned. Your hand, without the mat. Yichoshech al Chaim. That's all the Or HaChaim. That the Lashon Or HaChaim here, he says something which, he's meramis to something. Oh, if you're looking after it, after we bring out some other mefarshim, we'll see that's the what the Or HaChaim kavone is. I went looking afterwards. It's interesting. There's another place it says that Loshen Yad and not the Matir. And that's even more interesting because the Bo'in Shem tells him to use the Matir and the Moshe doesn't use the Matir. It says, Vayem Hashem Moshe, it does say, Netei Siyot Chalayom, Vayet Moshe Siyot, I'm sure, yeah. It says, they also, Bakir Yamsuf, again he doesn't use the Matir, as if the Matir got lost. The Matir got lost, couldn't find the Matir anymore. Netei Siyot Chalayom, doesn't say Matir. Vayet Moshe Siyot Yalayom. Kirs Yamsuf also, he didn't use the Yom. That's the Oref in the time. By Choshech, I'm stretching it a bit further. Limay also by Kirs Yamsuf, Mizal Bezal Bezach. There's a sefer called Dibre Yirmiyo. It's from the Goyim Elita. I don't know exactly what generation he was, but it's quite, maybe 100, 150 years ago. Reb Chaim Yirmiyo Flansburg. He has a sefer Dibre Yirmiyo, a beautiful sefer, very original, shot him. And the son, he's more in Posik, but all the markers we mentioned, Klal Yisrael were not affected. But the way the Torah expresses that the Yisraelim, Yidin, were not affected is always b'derech hashlila. By the Mitzrim, Mesu, all b'deve, all died. L'chob Nei Yisrael, lo yimeisechod. No one died. All of you looking at all the markers, it's always b'derech hashlila. It didn't. It happened to the Mitzrim, but it didn't happen to the Yidin. By Choshech, it's in a different way. It says, "Vahi choshech afele b'chol tzmusim shlosh yom lo yirosh is achim lo yikomish tachtov ulechol bnei Yisrael." Don't say lo hayu choshech. Maybe it's the easiest way to say it, but nevertheless, it's a point. Here it's in the positive. Ulechol bnei Yisrael hayu oil b'mishvoisa. Not only did they have choshech, well, they had oil. So we have to see: does that mean they didn't have choshech, or does that mean they had oil? I'm saying, Obadoy is Mitzayan. For some reason, Chomis Hayo Ibn Meshvois. Another Kash, all the Mephoshim ask. Very interesting. In the previous Pasha, Rashi's Meramez, he brings it a few words of the in the beginning of the Makis. Rashi brings a Medish Tanchuma, which explains the whole Mahalach of the Makis. Moshe LeMelech, he's coming on to siege, coming to war with a country, with a Medina. How does he fight? So he has these tactics. So first he attacks the water system. Then he starts making a lot of noise. He starts bombing and getting him scared. And then he brings the bad look and says, so then Meshkan Tzvu goes, all the Makis, what was the logic, to a certain extent, that Ribbono Shel Olam wanted? What was the Seder? And then Rashi brings, why did he bring the Makis? Well, this, and he says, don't at the moment by Choshech, bring Rashi HaKash. Why did he bring on them Choshech? And he says, first of all, the Rishi Yisrael had to die, and he didn't want the Mitzvah to siege, B'chil Hashem, and also they had to go into the house and see all the good things the Mitzvah had, so they know what to ask afterwards. I'm saying, all the question, why wasn't Rashi bothered here? Lami v'alem choshech. Doesn't say, Lami v'alem arbe, Lami v'alem borot, doesn't say, Choshech metavol. Lama even name choshech? What's the cash? They're explaining it. So Mefarshim in Aruma Sach, one of the classical, I think, terutzim is that Nachasyanke and the Maskel David, I think, both say the same thing, and others. Because of the Shverikait and Posik. The way the Makkah is presented in the Torah is very interesting. Even the Ebenezer, I think, learns differently because of that. In the Torah, it's mentioned 3 days. So say, is this the same 3 days or not? I think the Ebenezer learns the same thing, only 3 days, Choshech, which all Makkahs were 7. The Torah broke up Choshech into 2 parts. It was 3 days of Loiroi Shistachtov, obscurity, just possibly couldn't see. And then it was another 3 days, like Komish Shistachtov became so thick, you couldn't move. So, that's a kash. Why? Why was it needed in such a way? Why was it done in such a way? Why was it broken up into 2 halves? So that's what they learn. So that's Mamash and Rashi. Choshech Afel is Choshech Yom Begoyim Begoyim. So Rashi, Choshech Shal Oifel, Shal Yishuv, Oifel Shem Achelim. Then he says, V'lami V'alem Choshech. So what he needs to say is, why did it bring such a Choshech in such a way, was broken up into 2 halves? So Lo Yidei was even doing, what's the answer? He says, 2 terutzim. Not just 2 terutzim. It's 2 terutzim. One is for the first 2 days, one is for the second days. The fact that the Mitzvim shouldn't see that, the Shoyim are dying, that was enough job. To be dark, no one could see. Couldn't see anything. So they were dying, they were burying them, and the Mitzvah had no idea. It didn't need that immobility, that you should be couldn't move with the cloud for that. And that took time. There were probably millions that died. If you some of Doshan was mamash, millions of Klal Yisrael died at the time. Can you imagine? So that was the first. Then the second 3 days, they intensified the Choshech, was for the second half. That they should be able to go into the Mitzvah's house. But imagine, the Mitzvah is dark, they can move around. You have to go in and start dodging the Mitzvah because they're all running around chickens without a head. So, Boaz made that the Mitzvah Poshit was a statue. So they can come in, do whatever they want, wherever the Mitzvah was, Kan Nimtza, Kan Hoya, he wouldn't move, and they can go into every cupboard, every closet, they couldn't hear anything, it was so thick, nothing. So that was it. They even do it, very same shot, unfortunately, in Rashi. Come on, say. Of the Doshaila, what is Choshech? Like Choshech is something in it which is different than all the other Makkahs. Let me say now Gemara. Let me say now the Santa Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzatzam, Oichet, Shteik the Medrash, Loshen the Medrash, also, Gemara Yeskakasha, the Medrash Yeskakasha. V'yet Moshe Yodah al-Shamayim v'yechoshech afeilom, Heichen oya Choshech hu? Where did this Choshech come from? Rabbi Yudah Nechemia, Rabbi Yudah Oimer Mechoshech Shal Malo, Shnema Yoshes Choshech Sisrois Vivois of Sukkos. Where does Choshech, where is darkness, where does blackness, obscurity come from? Oh, it came from Malo, from the Shumayim. What's the problem? The problem with the Dennis, where the Arba, the Torah says the Arba came from here, from there. What's such a big kasha? Where does Choshech come from? So it seems Choshech, there was something intrinsically different than this Choshech, something very specific. It's a big kasha. Where did this Choshech come from? Zog di borot. Amon sanedin daf tzadikhes on the bottom. Shteit azoy. Aposik. Dorish rab samloi. Mai dichsiv. Hoi. Hamas'av mesiyem Hashem. Woe unto you and those who have a desire, who yearn that the Yoyim Hashem, the Yoyim that the Boyim Hashem will save us, will come. What are you waiting for? Hoi. Hoi vavoy to you. Those who are yearning. Why? Lama zelachem yem Hashem. What do you need yem Hashem before? Hu choyshech velo yoyim. It will be darkness and no light. Understand? The Yom Hashem, well, we can understand. Rishoyim, certain people who think, oh, the Bible Mishigos Roshim Kumen, Roshim Kumen. Chos Chaim state, for most of us, I wouldn't like to say it, but sadly to say, most of us, personally, Mashiach to come, don't know if it'll be so great for us. I mean, it's the day of reckoning, and it's the day where we'll have to, the counts will be straightened out. So, we got to straighten them out. But for the Chutz Chaim, a person has to be moist enough for Klal Yisrael, for the Klal, the Gol Sashchina, if he thinks about the Rebbein Yisrael, therefore, that's what we really want Mashiach for. But we think, oh, Mashiach should come, then the recession will stop, and things will go good, Bo Hashem. I must tell you the story with a younger man, who used to sit and learn, Lo Yitzlich for anything besides sitting and learning. One day he was sitting by his chair, and Shver was mentioning that he's making a business deal with someone, and all of a sudden Tamol gets up and says, Shver, Taisha, don't do it. Don't do it. How do you know? Don't do it. I'm telling you. What? Wait 2 weeks. So maybe as Ruach HaKodesh, as I go to Talmud Chochem. Kids, we wait 2 weeks, and Taki Yena, went bust, and the deal was fell through. So he came to say, how did you know? He says, I tell you, I was walking back in Koyl, and he passed past his office, and he's outside, walking, pacing, and he's saying, oh, Mashiach Roshim Kumin. So I said, if you had a major Mashiach, he's about to go bust. There's a... That's it. So Zohar states on Gemara, what are you waiting for Yom Hashem? It'll be darkness and no light. Moshe, Zohar to Gemara, the Tanu Vatalev. There was a rooster and a bat. They're both in darkness, they can't see. They're waiting so there'll be some more light. You know, he has a chronic problem, the bat. He can't see is so well. So he's always waiting for the light. Zohar to Gemara, Tanu Vatalev. So the Tanu told the bat, Ani Mitzapanoil, Meida Ich, I understand myself, I'm waiting for light. Light will help me. It's mine. What do you need the earth for? So that was saying, Zokta to Eschaim there, if not, and then Sanhedrin, what's the, what do you mean a moshel here? What's the moshel explaining? What's the point of the moshel? Avayna omalei hau mine, the Ravo, there was a min, a pekoyis, the Ravo, he must say, Yossi Mashiach, Taka, when's Mashiach coming? Omalei lechi chofu luchu shirch lehanun inshi. When darkness befalls all of you, people, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Why made the why are you cursing me? What's this on my side? So that's nice. A good friend of yours. I'm like, what can I do? Kroksiv kihine achoishik ichas eretz va'arofel u'meim va'olayik yuzach Hashem chvoido. That's the awesome love. There'll be a terrible darkness, but an olayik, whatever olayik will mean, gets it selective here. V'olayik is Hashem. The light, the shine of the Rebbein Shem will shine on you. So zok the Torah Chaim Mordechai Zach. What is the moshul here? The moshul is as zayt. A bat. Why only at night? They say a bat is blind. It's not really true. He does see. He could see. He uses radar systems. And of course, that's the big influence of Boya. But he does have sight to a certain extent. None of us. It's so, his reception of light is so delicate that only when it's so dark could he see even that bit that he could see. The more light, it blinds him. A cat also, that's why a cat can see so good at night, because its eyes are made in such a way where it's so delicate, it can only, you know, receive, and it's able to receive. The deception is that it can see those small, but once it's a lot of light, just like when you're driving and the sun is in the winter, especially when it's a sunny day, it's the worst, because the sun is right in your eyes, you can't see a thing. Shtik amur yudik izah. Shtik in Kesson Poz, says the same thing. Kesson Poz was the Rav Shimon Lavi. Shimon Lavi was the Mechaba, the very well-known Pizmoin, Bar Yochaim Shachta Shecho, Yosem Kubu. He had Sefer Kesson Poz, he had the same thing, and he mentioned this Gemara. Oyer and Choyshech is relative. Shtek Nesefer Abore, Amechuni Ben Akonin, is a Medesh. Omna Amechuni Ben Akonin, Kosha Lech Oymer, Va'ato Lo Yiro Oyer, Boyer Hu B'Shchokim. That in the Shchokim, upstairs in Shemaim, was the darkness, only light. V'Kosha Lech Oymer, Yoshes Choyshech Sisroi, the apostle, the Medish mentions that that's the choishek that came from Mitzrayim. Vitaris Kiskovet, so it says this choishek. Asher Bokos Vashlishi, Vachir Benayim, Gam Choishek Lo Yashek Mimeko Velayu Kem Yoke Hashem Choyek. So, we need a Pasuk Revi, probably to explain the Pasuk Vashlishi, but it was Shveit in the Kesson Poz, and in Shveit Oichet in Teres Chaim, more or less in the Shachar, Al HaToyah also says the same thing. The Riyo himself says it in another place. And if you look closely in the Malgum, he also mentions, and he brings that to life, the Malgum of North, and their Pasuk also brings it. And it's Miramis this Gemara here in Sanhedrin. The Pshat is as well. What happened in Makas Choshech was, it wasn't darkness. The Nebunshim was Megale, a Moiridika, strong light of the Shechina Gedosha, which is Tachas Kisa Kovet. You know why Tachas Kisa Kovet is darkness? Because on the Kisa Kovet, where the Shechina Yisbarach Kav Yochel sits, it's so bright a light. It's the Oir Agonus Mishesh Mei Breshis. So anywhere, a surrounding who doesn't have the vessel, the capability, the capacity to be massing that oil, it's complete the darkness. You can't see a thing. It's so light you can't see. It's completely blind. If you look up to the sun for 2 years, we'll be blind in Chas V'Sholem. Because it's so strong, the light. So imagine, that's what Rabbi Gamliel, I think it was, Kiva told one of the men who wanted to see the Rebbeinu, and said, okay, come outside tomorrow, and you look at the sun, she was blinded. He says, oh, you want to see even one of the Shamos of the Rebbeinu you can't look at? You want to see the Rebbeinu Shalai? Just look at them. The Choshech, what's upstairs, is only because of the Gewaldic light, the immense and intense light of the Shechina Gedosh, which is Merumas in the oil. That's what makes the Choshech. What happened in Makas Choshech was that Yehi oil, the oil of Gonos was in his Galah. V'lechol b'nei Yisrael, oil b'moish v'yisam. It was oil. It wasn't just that he made darkness in time, so he didn't have the darkness of the Dirmiyo. It was a positive light that the Rebbeinu was Megale, the Oil of Gonus. Maybe those something that the Gemara is saying, you know why those people won't be massing the light of Lovay? Because it'll be so strong, and they're not prepared for it. They won't have the Kain and the Chlal, the capacity to be massing such a Gival the God. Dr. Chaim HaKodesh, why did he use the matter? Because he was inviting through his hands that the oil HaGodesh should come down. Tosanish Kovil El Malo, Azar oil to with a stick. Yeah? They say you don't chase away light with sticks. You don't even bring light with sticks, they say. Because it was Mikroidesh El Malo. They was bringing Kavyoch El Shechina, such a thing, he used his hands. It's interesting. That's running out by Chris Yamsuf. It says Makas Choshesh was 3 and 3. 6 days. 1 second. All the Makas were 7 days. Not fair. So don't. One day was saved for later. When for Kriyas Yamsuf? Because Vayores Haloilo, there was Choshesh to Mitzrim, and it was oil for the Eden. What was that? It was a Makas Choshesh again. The last day of Makas Choshesh was a Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why maybe we find also, I'm thinking, that by Kams also, he couldn't use the matter. Because by starting, right, initiating the Makav of Kriyas Yamsuf, came down the Rosh Hashiv Chalayom, the Gvali Kishina, all that was such a light. That was started getting a bit blurry. The vision wasn't so clear. You had to work on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Already, the Olam is a Rosh Eretz of the Maral. It covers the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's a mask. So the Asorim Amoris, what it did was, each Maimer was another Kisui, was another Svir, was another going down, a Madrega where it covered up to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Koydim for. But the Makis went the other way. The Makis with Kinegas Asorim Amoris, because just like in Bria's Olam Asorim Amoris, covered the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, every matter was a gilui of Freud's Bach deeper and deeper. And he says a lotion that he brought on the Sassamacy thing he brings, that the earth was Milamata Lamalo, Milamata Lamata, went from the highest Madrega, slowly went down, to when it was very covered to the level where Rebbeinu, that's what Rebbeinu wants for him, has it? The matter went all the way around, because he was uncovering that Rebbeinu covered up. So if you make a cheshbin, what was the second Maimer? Yehi Oyer. What was the second Asmaka? Choshe. So the Yehi Oyer of Bias Ha'olam, which was Oyer Agonus, and Rabbi Shem saw Rosh Hashanah Kedai, because it's Hinich Ratzadikim Rosh Lovoi, that is Choshech. What's that? Because through the Gilui of the Oyer Agonus in Mitzrayim at that point, to give on Choshech and Tunkel Father Mitzvah. That's the point. So that's what we said in the beginning. We think, we see, we know, this is it, this is the reality. The Rabbi Shem shows there's no reality, not the Rabbi Shem. The essence of thing, of light, of seeing, of realizing Sedo Olam, when the Rebbeinu is Galoyech, Yichud Hashem will be revealed in its complete level, Lost of Lovi, Vimeiru, Vimeiru, will be such a thing, we will see there is nothing, nothing exists, everything stops. And could be that's also why if the first Choshech was a level of, they couldn't see. But when it got so strong, they couldn't even move. The pshat is, when the oil of the Rebbeinu is Galoyech, everything just stops. Okay, the all reality stops. No, it doesn't exist. As if it can't move anymore. It doesn't own itself. It doesn't have a metzias anymore. It's completely stopped. When the bunch of Zagal, his oil, but may remain, we'll see what the real reality is. The Yichud Hashem, the metzias Hashem is, that's all exists. It's nothing else. Einoid Mavadoi. And we have to work on ourselves and try, B'siyata D'Shmaya, to prepare ourselves. And those Gval Getod, when we'll be, for the ganze welt, hoya, kihina, choishi, kichasi, oretz, varofel, umim, oba, olayach, should be all of us, mehera, every single one of us, and okali, so, olayach, izach, Hashem, the light of Mashiach Tzedkeinu, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, should come to us in this garden, mehera, 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 meh